Operation Herrick, 10 years on. To mark a decade since the end of British operations in Afghanistan, we share an extract of a recent interview with member Rob Long, who lost his sight in action. The codename Operation Herrick was the name for all British military activity within Afghanistan between 2002 and 2014. More than 150,000 British service personnel served there during this 12-year period, which saw 7,807 field hospital admissions, 7,477 medical evacuations, and 616 personnel suffering serious or life-changing injuries. Among these was blind veteran Rob Long, a frontline soldier in the Royal Artillery 473 Special Ops Battery. He was just 23 when he lost his sight. In honour of the 10-year anniversary of Operation Herrick, Rob spoke to our military events officer, Rob Cotterill, about his experience. Landing in a war zone. Arriving in theatre, it's what you trained for years. I joined the army in 2006, and I've done all my training. I've joined an elite battery, and now I've been posted to Afghanistan as part of a six-man team to do what I felt was an important job: high, close-target surveillance. I knew how dangerous it was. In 2010, there was a huge IED, improvised explosive devices, threat. It was something like 1,000 IEDs being laid a month in Sangin alone. We were there to combat that. I felt that was an important job, for not only the safety of our troops, but the safety of the area. I felt really proud to put my training into action. When you fly in, it's on an unmarked plane at night with all the lights off, so you can't really see anything. But you get out there into Kabul and you're met with a military airport, military base, and there's no civvies there anymore. It's welcome to Afghanistan. You're now in a war zone. As soon as we got to Bastion, we were seeing soldiers coming in with the most devastating injuries every day. It hit you straight away what you were up against. A covert operation. On 8th July 2010, my patrol was conducting a covert operation outside the Forward Operating Base, FOB. The idea was to get in there before first light. As we made our way there, we could see activity, very young spotters with a motorbike. It was clear what they were. We did the job we were supposed to be doing, and unfortunately, my patrol commander that day, Sam Robinson, triggered an IED. First light was just coming up, and that was the last time I ever saw light again. Sam was killed straight away. My left eye got ripped out straight away by the blast. I remember getting back to the FOB and making noise out in the field is not what you want to do, but now I'm back in the safety of the FOB, I remember letting out a huge scream of pain. Once I did that, the pain started completely overwhelming me. Remembering the laughter. I remember flashes from the IED instrument, but what I really remember about that tour is the laughs we used to have, the jokes, the smiles on the guys' faces, and the professionalism of how they did their job. These are the images I remember of Afghanistan, of the British Army. This is what stays with me for the rest of my life, not the incident that ended my career. Thanks to Blind Veterans UK, I've been able to get my life back and make the most out of life. And I do that in honour of those guys who didn't make it back. Our sincere thanks to Rob for sharing his experience. You can watch, listen or read the full interview at blindveterans.org.uk/opherrick, and opherrick is all one word.